The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, a question for you here on this bright, shiny New Year's morning, in which we all wish one another Happy New Year. Question for you this morning is, what does that mean? Happy New Year. What does it mean? So much easier last week when we all said Merry Christmas. Christmas is just a day, right? Have a nice day, have a nice Christmas day. Simple. But how do you wish somebody an entire year? What exactly are we wishing for when we say Happy New Year? What are we basically wishing for? What is it, prosperity? Is that what we're wishing for? Are we wishing that your business is going to be booming? Your stock portfolio is going to be effervescent and vivacious? Is that it? Or is it relationships that we're wishing for? May you meet somebody new? May you meet somebody special? May all your past wounds be healed. May your favorite sports team win the big championship. Is that what we're wishing when we say Happy New Year? What is it? Health, wealth, and prosperity? Staying out of trouble? Keeping the bills paid? Avoiding illness? What makes a year good? How do you judge it? Can I propose a thought for you here this morning? Since our lives are made of nothing but years, we should learn to judge a year the same way that God judges a life, by the measure of charity. If at the end of this year, you are more patient, you are more kind, you are more prayerful, you are more joyful, you're more humble, more generous, more forgiving. If you care more about God's glory than you do about your own, if you're more Christ-like, if, in a word, you're holier at the end of this year than you were when this year began, then that is a good year. By that measure, may this be the best new year ever. You might not be thinking that when you wish somebody a happy new year, but when you think about it for a moment, you realize, if I'm a closer friend of God by the time this year is over than I am right now, then would you want it any other way? May this be the happiest new year ever. And people say, yeah, that's great. I couldn't agree with you more. Can I have that, please? And also my stock portfolio. Thank you very much. A little bit of a trouble, though, a little bit of a complication. That is, there's almost never such a thing as growth in holiness without suffering born and born well. Almost nobody ever grows in character without struggle. There's never been a smooth, calm sea that has produced a great sailor. Or as St. Rose of Lima once said, cross is the ladder by which you climb up to heaven. I tell you, suffering's a funny thing. It has divergent effects on people, the exact same suffering. Either it makes you better or it makes you worse, depending on how you receive it. That's why it's so great to start this new year with the Blessed Mother. Walk hand in hand with her all year long. The Feast of Mary, the Mother of God. Because I'm telling you, there's something about the Blessed Mother. She's not just one more saint. She's not somebody, you know, on the par with St. Francis or on the par with St. Teresa. She had a unique role in God's plan, and we honor her more than anybody else who's ever lived, except for God himself, because of the role God gave her. Realize if she'd said no to the message of an angel, there would have been no salvation. Not only did she have a unique role in God's plan, she has a unique role in your life as well. Because here's something to understand about the Blessed Mother. Everything that Mary did for Jesus on this earth, she does for us spiritually. Blessed Mother gave Jesus life. Stop and think about that for a moment. We were redeemed by the blood of Christ shed on the cross. Where did he get the blood that purchased the price of our salvation? He got it from her. She gave life to Christ, and she gives life to each one of us as well. It's a teaching of our church. De fide definita, teaching of the Catholic Church, that every grace of God comes to us through her. But a mother's job description is more than just giving life. She nourishes, she sustains, she protects, she binds up wounds, helps people to grow strong. I'm telling you, there's something mysterious about the Blessed Mother. Where she is honored, the life of God grows strong. And where she's neglected, the life of grace withers. Stay close to the Blessed Mother all this year long, because nobody knows what it's going to bring. And New Year's Day is one of those days also that we should issue a warning to ourselves about how quickly time is passing. Funerals, weddings, graduations, and New Year's Day, it's a great day to realize that every year goes faster and faster. I love to say this to young people. I say, kids, you're going to love getting older. Every other week, it's Christmas again, right? Just keep going faster and faster and faster. And understand, one of these days, we're going to run out of years. I heard this phrased once in a way that I found particularly striking. I'll share it with you as well. Somebody once expressed the entirety of someone's life within the span of just 1 week, and it sounded like this. If you're born on Sunday morning, by Sunday evening, you're already in fourth grade. By Monday evening, you're finishing college. By Tuesday evening, you're starting a family of your own. By Wednesday evening, you're facing middle age. And by Thursday evening, you're learning all the joys and wonders of prescription medications and colonoscopies. By Friday evening, you're retired. And by Saturday evening, it's all over. Understand that every habit that you're living right now is hardening with each passing day. With every passing day, you are either becoming the kind of person you want to become, or you're becoming the kind of person you've always dreaded becoming. New Year's Day is a day to realize that we have to stop wasting our lives paddling around in the shallows and put out to the deep where God created us to be. And it's because no one knows what this new year is going to bring. It's very important we keep our Lord's presence with us every single day. And to that end, a little New Year's Day gift to share with you, and it comes to us from our first reading. Because in the first reading, he told the story of a gift that God gave to the people through Moses. The Israelites were making their way through the desert to the promised land. And in that sense, they're a lot like us. We, too, are making our way to a land of promise, right? The kingdom of heaven. The fulfillment of your heart is just not found in this world, and we're passing through it. And as we pass through it, it's hard. It's kind of like a desert. And as the Israelites passed through the desert, you know, they lost heart and they wanted to quit. And so in the first reading, God turned to Moses and he said, "Make this prayer heard over my people. Invoke my name over them." Because it was their belief that when the name of God was spoken, God himself was mystically present. And so what Moses said to the people was to remind them of the presence of God. And that's the thing that I would like to remind us all here as well. If the Lord is with you and you are with him, no matter what this new year may bring, you will be strong enough. You will make it. You will live as God created you to live. So Moses' prayer to the people is my prayer for you as well. You ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you kindly and give you his peace. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all this new year long. Amen.